Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vrachadine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskajare Shukarne Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hare Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deva Vandu Jagatpate Govinda Govika Ganda Yara Ganda Namostute Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
So we follow this beautiful prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. We know the Goswami sits in his old age in the forest of Vrindavan, and his heart is steaming, it's boiling, it's blazing with a fire of eagerness, and in this mood he chants these prayers. And what we are trying to, what we hope is, as we are listening to these prayers, that some of the eagerness will come also into our heart, because it is only when we are eager that, let us say, a feeling of connectedness can be happen. I was thinking about this because today I became so hungry, and then these Govinda Kundvasis had cooked the most excellent of meals, and I was really eager to eat it. And I know sometimes I let the prasadam wait when I'm not so hungry, when I've eaten a healthy breakfast, but today I could not let the prasadam wait because there was no healthy breakfast. I mean, there was something, but so this eagerness helps us to not let Krishna wait. Very important that we want to get something of this. So now please see in your mind I, Rupa Goswami, in the forest of Vrindavan. He's old and his eyes are full of tears. First you see tears in the inside of the eyes here, then tears come from the outside of the eyes, the corners of the eyes, and then from the middle. This is full-fledged crying. So he says, Prema Mutivara Katika Devi. Katika Devi, oh, we know already that means Radharani. Kirti Gana Mukari Krita Vangsam. Prema Mutivara Katika Devi. Kirti gana mukari krita vansham Vishwanandana mukunda samagya Brinda kirtana rasagya rasakyam. O Shri Krishna, your flute is always singing the glories of Ujeshwari Kartika Devi, Sri Radhika, the foremost of all the cowherd maidens, who themselves are the embodiment of pure love. So Krishna's flute always sings the glories of Kartika Devi, Sri Radhika. And O Sri Radhika, your tongue is always relishing the glories of Mukunda, Sri Krishna, who gives pleasure to the whole world. So the meaning is very clear. Kirti and Samagya and also Yasha. These are three words which Rupa Goswami uses. All mean only one thing, glorification. But because he uses three different words for this, we can assume that this is a lot of glorification is going on. When Krishna holds his flute to the left side as he plays, at that time the young gopis are becoming totally enthusiastic. When he puts the flute to the right side, also the cowherd boys and the gopis become enthusiastic. If he puts it a little bit down, at that time the animals become totally enchanted. And when he puts this flute a little up, the devatas become enchanted. In this way, Krishna knows very artfully to play his flute. But when he puts, when he does something with his flute which is very difficult to describe, you have to hear it, then everyone becomes enthusiastic. But the secret of Krishna's flute playing is that in whatever way he holds his flute, that is irrelevant. It always praises Sri Radhika, the foremost of all the cowherd maidens. And Sri Radhika similarly, whenever she speaks, she will speak about the glories of Mukunda. Yes, sometimes we hear that the Vrijvasis may seem to say something else. For instance, they may talk of Raja, which means passion, the mode of passion. But although they say Raja, like we say, oh, you really were in Rajagun today. When the Vrijvasis say Raja, they mean love. That it's the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in his book Braj Chintamani how different words in Braj mean something else than in this word. Maybe some of you have read that. It's almost, I'm reminded of something in this word when the Sufis speak, for instance, of a veil. They mean the body, that I have learned. And when they speak of a fish in the veil, they mean the soul and the body. So no one can understand that. Only Sufis can understand what they say. So Vrijvasis, so the residents of the spiritual world speak in a way which we can't understand. That's also why we have to be careful when they use the word. The gopis have lusty emotions towards Krishna. It's not what we understand lust to be in this world. It's something different. It's a different category. And what we hear here is they almost only praise Mukunda Shri Krishna. So verse 2, Nayana kamala madhurini rudha braja navayo vatamoli finmaralam prajapati sutta chitamina raja grahana pratishta vilochananta jalam. O Shri Krishna, the sweetness of your lotus eyes traps the swan-like heart of she who is the best of the Braja damsels. By Krishna's eyes, he traps Radhika. O Shri Radhika, the dragnet of your sidelong glance, dragnet is a small knife, expertly catches the king of fish, the heart of the prince of Braj. So now we hear something about their glances. When Radha looks at Krishna, Krishna, this is very noteworthy, gets trapped. Today, Bhagavati read a verse about this. When Srimati Radhika goes to the Yamuna, Krishna is already there. And Radha just looks from the side. And at that time, Krishna's mukut, his crown, slips and it falls down. Then his flute falls down, and finally, full defeat, his dhoti falls down. Bhagavati read this today in verse 39 of Radha Rasa Sutta Niti. So here you hear how they kill each other, how their glances are totally, how do you say, capturing the other. I really want to know dragnet. What is exactly dragnet? I have overcome my resistance to computers just to learn proper English, and I have my own computer which I can now show that I know how to use it. Whenever you need these things, they don't just work. You have Gopinda Mitra Tanaya Hasu Truvadhaya Sindhu Pana Kriya Kalasha Sambhava Venunaram Vidya Mahishta Mahati Mahaniya Gana Samohita Kila Imohana Hrikurangam. O Shri Krishna, the song of your flute is the Agastya Muni that swallows the ocean of Sri Radha's unyielding self-restraint. So when Krishna plays his flute, the big ocean of Radha's self-control is broken. Just like when Agastya Muni came, he swallowed the huge ocean. Was not a problem for him. O Shri Radhika, your skill at playing the veena is so extraordinary that your music bewitches the deer-like heart of he who enchants the entire world. We will just finish this comment from Valadev Vidyabhushana. O Shri Krishna, your flute song is the Agastya Muni that drinks up the oceanic self-control of the daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj. O Shri Radhika, your expertise at playing the veena is so remarkable that it enchants the deer-like heart of Shri Krishna, the mesmerizer of the universe. This verse indicates that they are dedicating to pleasing each other through the expert playing of their instruments. Radha and Krishna have instruments and they play them just to please each other. Radha Krishna. Dragnet? What? It's all right. With me, they never work, these machines. I'm already not know. So now we come to the last verse for today. Kvabhyanu sangi katayodika radikadya vismata kila vilasa kala kalapam Krishne divana yugala shavananubanda pradurvavachjadimadambarasamvritangim. O Shri Krishna, if by chance you hear the syllables of Shri Radhika's name, you immediately forget everything you are doing. O Shri Radhika, simply by hearing the two syllables Krishna, you become stunned as Ashta Sattvika Bhavas spread throughout your body. So this is something very remarkable. When the divine couple hears each other's name, they become stunned and startled, and they cannot forget, they cannot remember anything. Krishna was just doing something and someone came and said the name Radha, and he stopped, he forgot what he was doing. Totally bewildered. I mean, it's good that Krishna has someone who takes care of the material world. Imagine if he just hears Radha's name and if everything is, if he wouldn't have his people doing things, he would. Every moment, you know, the light would be switched out, the sun would. Not knowing where to rise and when to rise. Krishna forgets totally what he's doing when he hears the name. And Radha, when she hears the name Krishna, she becomes so startled that 8 symptoms of ecstasy spread throughout her body. Now there's something which you need to know about the holy name, something which I feel no one really has yet understood of the young devotees. See, we can really never understand how the name Krishna is identical with Krishna. We have heard it, but we don't believe it and we don't understand it. And the reason is that we live in a world of difference. Our soul, for instance, is totally different from the body.
our body and our soul are totally different. But when, but in Krishna's case, his body is not different from his soul. You know this. The soul of Krishna and his body are identical. And therefore also Krishna and his holy name are identical. As long as someone is different from the soul and the body, he just can't understand this oneness. But the moment, you can imagine that Krishna's soul and his body are one, you can also understand that his name is not different. So when Krishna, so this is also the case with the name Radha. When Krishna hears that name, Radha is actually present. It's not a difference. Krishna is so much loving Srimati Radharani that day and night, I think I told this yesterday, he murmurs in japa, because he feels when he chants Radha's name, then he is together with Radha, and this overwhelms him so much that for Krishna it's not possible to say the name Radha fully, because when he says Ra, the first syllable, tears roll on the ground, and Krishna follows his tears. He jumps after the tears on the ground and rolls on the ground, and his whole body becomes covered with the dust of Braj. So one Sakhi describes Radharani, you may think Krishna does not care for you, but when this morning someone brought a champaka garland to him, he just fainted, remembering your effulgence, which is a mixture of molten gold, a champak flower, and a flesh. He just swooned. And then he woke up and just murmured, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Vrishabhanu. Then he tried to chant Radha, but only the first syllable came out of his mouth. Then he burst out in tears and followed his tears and fell on the ground and roared in distress, if you are not now coming to Krishna, we don't know what is his future. You only can save Krishna. This is one of the songs of Chandidas, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no wrong, Govinda Das, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished. So when Radha hears that, we will hear in a moment. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is called Yogeshwara, the master of the yogis. So once Krishna had made an appointment with Srimati Radharani, and he had gone already from Nandagram down to the Yamuna, where there was the appointed place. It was a kunj. Krishna sat there, and like the best of yogis, he meditated about the effulgence from Radharani's toenails and chanted her names with tears of love in her eyes. Now you must know one thing. Meditation takes place in a very special place. It's called the cave of the heart, the Anta Akash, or sometimes in the Bhagavatam it's called the Gufa. It's a mystical place which few know to inherit. But if you visit our sacred space seminar part, actually in Goloka Dham we taught part 2, part 1, if you visit part 1, you learn how to enter this sacred space. It's a very it's a very wonderful place, and I encourage you to try already in your own way. To when you chant, you just bring your attention into the heart space. You know, that's why when the devotees here in Radhakund, when they do japa, have you sometimes seen that they hold the beacon like this? Have you seen? They do this to just give a sensation to the heart area, because then it's easier to concentrate on that area. So I don't know if this is maybe too spiritual for some of you, but I will tell it nevertheless. So you bring your attention there, and you switch off your senses, and you start, if you are not yet so accustomed to enter this space, to think of yourself as an eternal soul. You know, this is how you start usually. This is now the jnana way, the yoga way. You think of yourself as an eternal soul, as it is described in the Buddha Shuti prayers. I have forgotten you, my dear Radha and Krishna. I am since time immemorial in this material world, but and I'm drowning, but now by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know about you. This is the first meditation of the Buddha Shuti prayers, which must be chanted if you want to become free from your material absorption. Then you will see, as you continue to chant and follow the meditation, that you establish a relationship with Radha and Krishna, that all of a sudden you feel, it's almost like something opens. It's like this was closed, and all of a sudden it's open. You will feel it. It's a space which opens in your heart. You need to practice it maybe for 10 years or 15. No, why do you laugh? I mean, you are already, because you don't know anything as of yet. If you would have learned your lessons, you would know it by now. But you have to start with it. If you would have learned Krishna consciousness from the beginning, you would know it by now. But if you haven't not understood that we are not the soul, unfortunately, we are always on the mental platform. Hare Krishna. So this is not something theoretical. It's very practical. Now, if you do this, if you practice it, if you really want to understand the first step, it will open, and you will see all of a sudden that you are no longer disturbed by the things of the world. You will look at yourself and you will understand, this is not me that which is working. You will know the real light is inside that little space which is as wide as the whole spiritual world. You will understand. if this is not too spiritual for you, please try. You know, it might happen. I think in Vrindavan it could happen in a day of Radharani's mercy, but you have to want to stay there. So Krishna, the yogis usually fill this place with light. They see the Brahman in there. But Krishna, who's the best of yogis, thinks of this, thinks of the light from the toenails of Radharani. We discussed this with Bhagavati today. He thinks of that light. So previously, as he was sitting in the forest of Vrindavan, he waited and waited, and Radharani did not show up. So he's the best of yogis. He goes into the space, and all of a sudden he sees in the core of his heart the light coming from Radharani's lotus feet, not the Brahman. And just imagine, by this light he knows Radha is coming. Radha is coming. Radha was, in the meantime, is dressed in her home, and she gets impatient. She understands Krishna's in the forest, near the Yamuna, and is meditating about me and chanting my name, Radha. Sometimes he can chant the name. He chants Radha, Radha. Sometimes he rolls and is in distress on the floor when he does this. But here he is meditating Radha, Radha, doing japa. Radharani tells her sakis, don't wait so much to dress me. It takes so much time. She takes things in her hands, but we hear that she totally puts the things which the ladies dress in wrong. You know, she puts something which is going on the head, on the waist, the bells which she is supposed to wear around her waist. She puts them on the ankle belts. And the ankle belts, and the Saki said, Radhe, Radhe, please let us do our service. But she's so impatient. And it's a dark night. The moon is not shining. Krishna gets more and more worried in the Kunja because it's just so dark. But Radha gets more and more happy because in the dark moonlight, in the dark night, there is no chance that others see her leaving the house. So she greets the dark night. She embraces the night because, for two reasons, she can now go undetected to Krishna, and B, she embraces the darkness of the night, reminding her of Krishna. Wonderful, isn't it? Radha embraces the darkness. The darkness, Krishna. But when the darkness embraces her back, she gets shy. So Radha goes now on her avisara. It's a love journey through the forest of Vrindavan. It's so dark. And one cannot even see the trees. One can see nothing, but Radha is going by the light of her love, the Prema Deepa. And Krishna, in the meantime, is growing very, very, very eager. She, he thinks it's so dark, how can Radha find me? But as he enters into the core of the heart, the Antar Akash, he sees there the light from the toenails of Radharani. And that's why she knows. She knows Krishna, Radha, will certainly come. There is no problem, because the light of a toenail is the lamp which I'm sorry, but you need to be fully awake to understand this detail. The light of the toenails of Radharani is the lamp which will show her the way. Now meanwhile, one little Manjari, possibly Rupa Goswami, runs in front and wants to find Krishna, because she guides Radha. She knows the appointed place, and she opens the kunja and sees Krishna, who in the meantime is feeling Radha will come by the light from her toenails. She will find the way. She sees that tears of happiness run down Krishna's face as he sits there, Yogi Raj. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And the tears come down streaming from his eyes. And this little Manjari says, wow. And of course she wants to know, why is Krishna crying? Here comes the secret. In the Gita, Krishna says he can only be known by love. There's no intellectual understanding. Only if you love Krishna can you understand Krishna. So this particular little Manjari loves Radha and therefore Krishna, and can understand immediately that Krishna has hopeful tears, because he thinks Radha will find her way to the kunja. And she runs out of the she was not in the kunja, she was just outside of the kunja, runs to Radha and says, Radha, I've seen a beautiful scene, Krishna chanting, tears in his eyes, your name, and meditating on the light from your toenails. Come see this. And then Radha follows this best of Manjari, small Manjari, who shows her the way and sees this beautiful scene, her beloved Krishna chanting her names with tears in her eyes. Can you imagine how blissful Srimati Radharani becomes as she sees it? I think we cannot imagine how blissful. The ocean of her bliss just expands, and the waves of her loving emotions are growing high and down, high and up and up and down. And then she steps into the kunja. Now this is something we have earlier heard, something about the fragrance of Srimati Radharani. Don't know if I can find it for you. That was yesterday, I think it was in... Yes, Shri Krishna, your beloved's fragrance maddens you. So Krishna, who has his eyes closed, has the fragrance of Radharani in the nostril, and he looks up and sees, wow, the chanting worked. Mm-hmm. This is not what he thinks. He know. But she can, he understands the name of Radha and Radha are non-different. So when he sees that wonderful Srimati Radharani, and then there's a most beautiful meeting between the divine couple. Now, would you like to know what Radharani, what happens to Radharani when she hears the name of Krishna? Yeah? Are you qualified? When Radha hears the name of Krishna, she starts to tremble. And if at that moment she sees a rain cloud, she desires wings to fly toward the rain cloud. So yes, there is a trying to remember this. It's not, I have made some notes here in this book, but I can't read them. But there's Vidakta Madhava. It must be about this one shloka where Radha says, ever since I heard the name Krishna, I'm only thinking of the person whose name I heard. But alas, how unchaste I am. I saw a picture of a bluish boy and I also only think of that bluish boy. And alas, when I do my household work, I hear the flute of someone and my mind is only with that someone. What happened? I love three people at once. This is very, very bad. So then Lalita says, highly intoxicated girl, it's all the same person. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, and Krishna's flute song, all Krishna. So Naratamdas says, O living entity, when you sing the name of Krishna Chandra, you get Radha. And if you sing the name of Radha, you get Krishna. In short, this is all you need to know. All other topics are simply miserable. Amazing, isn't it? So I thought, since you hear so often the chanting of the holy name is important, and you still do not chant with full concentration, it might help you if you hear a little bit how Krishna chants the name of Radha. O Shri Krishna, by chance you hear the syllables of Shri Radhika's name, you immediately forget everything you are doing. O Shri Radhika, simply by hearing the two syllables Krishna, you become stunned as Ashta Sattvika Bhavas spread throughout your body. My dear devotees, as long as you chant only with your tongue and not with your heart, it will be difficult to feel that this ecstasy, because your tongue is for eating and for talking. It's not for real. Your heart is for realizing Krishna. You must bring your heart to the practice. You must chant with your heart, and that means really you must chant in the core of your heart. A technique you have learned today, you start with understanding that you are not the body and switch off all other identifications.
And then pray from there the Buddha Shuddhi prayer. And then while you chant, you enter into this space which will open. When you, it's just like when you open a door, you just have to open it a little bit, the crack of the door, and then you can open the whole thing. I know this is new for you, and I know many of you will not try it. I'm speaking at you in the room, but most probably you do this already, but I'm speaking to the tapery, the hearing. But why not try something if you can make a spiritual experience? I always think we should try everything which can help us to advance. Try and see what happens. In 10 years you can call me. I think for some of you it will take only a month or 14 days, but you really have to make a little effort. You have to start by bringing the mind which wanders to, you have to bring it under the control of the self, and that means the soul. Hare Krishna. So we also hear always about Krishna from the Krishna Bhavanamrita, but I see it's already 50 minutes to 9. When did we start? Oh my God, this is so long. What? 5 minutes. Good. So, we are reading every day from this very, very book, very good book, Krishna Bhavanamrita. Srila Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that anyone who wants to be absorbed in Krishna thought must read this book only. No? We all know that Srimati Radharani took shelter at the lotus feet of a particular friend. Who remembers the name of the friend? Murcha Devi. Murcha means faint, swoon. She's there in Ohnmacht. She's there ohnmächtig. Because that's the only way she can survive Krishna's separation. So Lalita knows that she will have to do something to save the life of her friend. And she makes now a very, very clever network of arrangements. And she first sends the gopis to go to Govardhan Hill, where Krishna is with his cows. It's a long, long subject. They can actually make up Hari's whereabouts by the smell from the garland. So we will hear this tomorrow. These gopis go to Krishna and tell him about Radharani, and Krishna gives his garland to the gopis, which will revive Radharani from her swoon. But I wanted to, it's a long subject matter, and if I start it now, I have to finish the whole thing, because it's in one piece. But I really want to bring something to your attention. Here in Braj, you always take shelter at certain personalities who can help you to meet Krishna. This is what you have to learn while in Braj. Yesterday, one devotee took shelter of Lalita Devi by cleaning the kund. Today, devotees went around Giriraj. And when you learn to take shelter at these servants of Krishna, then you always get Krishna. In Braj, everything goes in the indirect way, because that's more pleasing. So I was today at Giriraj's lotus feet and just chanting. It was just so sweet and so. And if Bhagavati would not have taken the role of the time factor, I just would not have been able to keep the time properly, because and things become very clear at the lotus feet of these servants of Krishna. So when you feel a little disconnected to Krishna, go to a servant of Krishna. That's very important for you to know. Never try directly, because Krishna likes to be addressed through his servants. That's the way he is. He likes that more. He says, one who says he's directly my devotee is not my devotee, but he who says he's a devotee of my devotee. So in Braj you have to learn that. That's very, very important. And you should never lament to be so disconnected. You should just go to the servant. Or do some Vaishnav seva. It's also very good. I'm hearing again this year it will be arranged that the widows of Radhakund are fed prasadam. Wow. Can't wait. I will serve them personally, because they are great devotees also. You know, this arrangement will be made after Kartik. So always go to the servants of Krishna. And one thing is, when you see the cows in Vrindavan, in Govardhan area, but no cowherd boy, you should know that Krishna is personally there, herding the cows. Vanarandini goes, really? Come on. No, this is how it is. Because how could the cows know their way if Krishna would be there? When you see cows without a cowherd boy, and this is how the Brijbasis say. I mean, they know these things. Then Krishna is so Hare Krishna. I'm feeling so enthusiastic from I'm slowly getting into the mood of Vrindavan. Slowly it takes me a little time, because the last year was just so absolutely filled with activities. But now I'm slowly, Braj can even melt a stone-like heart, and I think it's because of these prayers. So tomorrow we will start to hear what blessing Rupa Goswami wants from the Divine Couple. Up till now, you know, this is the order of the prayer. He has first started the prayer by taking shelter in Vrindavan, and then he asks Vrinda Devi, the presiding deity of Vrindavan, to show him the divine couple, and he now describes to Vrinda Devi how they look like, the divine couple, you know, what particular form of Krishna he wants to see, and then he will now
continue to, from tomorrow, asking for blessings. The first class book. I'm my tongue is shameless, it doesn't want to stop, but time is also there, and I still require that you want to change still. I have stopped thinking I must do, but I'm relaxing now and saying I will do this for the pleasure of Radha Radha. I still feel so inspired, I can't just go to bed. I wish to chant a little bit more. It's also the best time.